You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you heard this ad on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive a $25 gift card for any of the services.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you
voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back.
Oh, yeah.
we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, believe it or not, Michael.
Yeah, being very quiet tonight.
That's right. Listen, you want to call in 407-894-1680. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Lynn Golder, Sheila Young. I'm here with Ed Johnson, CEO of the Lynx Bus Company. I'm here with Chris Shaw behind the scenes. Without Chris, there's no show. Chris Shaw. Listen, you miss any part of the show, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can hear all the shows from there. You can see what's going on our website. And right now, we have a caller calling in from Orlando, Florida. Her name is Sherry. Sherry, baby. Sherry, you on the line?
Hi, Sherry. I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling with a comment and a question. First, I absolutely love the PawPass app. I think it's so great to be able to purchase Access Lynx tickets online or through the app and not have to worry about carrying them around or having the correct change. It's just awesome, and I thank you for that. And my question is, I was having trouble connecting with the internet, so I haven't heard every bit of the show. What's the status of your apps right now? For example, the Moby part isn't working right now when you check the time of your trip and everything. So I wondered what was going on there. And if I missed that, I apologize for the repeat question.
Well, actually, we haven't talked about that yet. And I would like Mr. Ed to tell us about the PawPass, because I've had several people very confused as to how to use that app. So thanks, Sherry.
You know, this is the first time that I've heard a concern about the PawPass. So that is something that I'm going to have to look into. I did not know that there was an element of the PawPass that was not functioning properly. So when I leave the show tonight, I'm going to look right into that. And I would like to say thank you so very much for your compliment. We're trying to make sure that we make it easier for our customers to navigate our system, whether it's paratransit, fixed route, or neighbor link. We're also developing a mobile application where you can schedule your paratransit trips and through your phone. Also, when your trip is your vehicle is ready to come pick you up, it's going to send you a notification to let
awesome.
You know that the vehicle is on its way. And whether it is a text message or a text announcement
awesome.
For our visually impaired customers. And then they'll let you know that the vehicle is outside waiting for you.
Oh, that's
to go.
Great.
Yeah, and we're hoping to have that rolled out a little bit after this summer.
Well, what about the Moby app that Cherry was asking about?
You say Moby app?
Yeah,
It's a link on their website, and it shows your location, and it has a map, and it's supposed to show what vehicle you're on and when
right.
it's supposedly going to arrive.
Right.
Yes.
And it isn't working currently.
It is. Okay. You're speaking of our NeighborLink app?
No.
No.
No. It's called accesslinks.thebus.mobi.
I'm going to have to check into
you
that.
You can't tell me you don't know about this.
He says he doesn't, Cherry.
Wow.
You know, I'm listening
all the time, and it's very helpful for me because I don't have to call and wait for 30 minutes for somebody to pick up the phone and find out when my ETA is.
Right.
But right now it isn't working, and what they told me at Lynx was that they're merging it with some of the other apps, but I don't know anything about it. And
well, he's
going to
look into it for you.
He's going to look into it.
I'm thinking all these high-tech people.
Awesome. And my other concern is I was also contacted by our lovely nearest transportation services to tell me that my ride was on my way today. It's way today, except I had canceled it like 6 hours before and rescheduled the ride for tomorrow. And fortunately, I got a hold of the same person on when I called the option 3, and she said, "Oh, I remember talking to you," and I said, "Then you remember canceling and rescheduling my ride." And I said, "Why is there a taxi on its way?" So again, failure to communicate or something.
Yeah,
is
communication
going on.
Is key.
Yeah, yeah, I will have to check into
Thank
that
you.
One. Yeah.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Keep on listening. Thank you very much, and you guys are doing great. Thanks, Sheila. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Keep on listening. All right, now we're going to go do trivia. Trivia time.
Sheila's got
phone number 407-894-1680. Let's do trivia.
Okay.
Sing this song. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680.
Oh, no, I wanted to name four of the singers because there's so many singers.
What do you want?
They have to guess at least four. There's like,
you're getting more ridiculous.
Four?
Come on, there's like 20 singers in this song. You'll hear it.
My God.
All right, three. Okay, three. I'll give you three.
All right,
three?
She wants at least three singers. Who's
on
there?
Yeah,
let's go. Just play it.
He's doing it.
Great year.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call.
I know the first one. That's it.
When the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
That's why I said four. Three is okay.
When it's time to lend a hand to
the great song.
It's actually the anniversary of the song. This is an event that happened today, January 28th, 1985.
Wow.
Yeah. That's when the recording took place.
We are a part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know love is all we need.
You gotta have at least three people.
It's
who's
true
singing that
to
song?
Make a better
gotta
day.
Mention who's
can
singing.
I help?
It's you
can
and
I
me.
407-894-1680. You gotta mention at least three. Who's singing? 407-894-1680.
You better hurry because we're going to break soon and our guest caller is calling in a few minutes. So.
I'll tell you what, I've heard the new, I don't know if it's gonna be an Olympic song or not, but Champion. Have you heard that song?
I don't know by name, but maybe I've heard it.
It's a really good song. Yeah. I think it's going to be the theme song for the Olympics. It's really good.
I think he's got somebody ready.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be going to break. And that might be our guest caller.
There's two women.
Oh, my gosh.
At least three
I didn't
men.
Even know that. I'll just between you and I, Michael, that Debbie's idol was there, too.
What?
My friend Debbie.
Yeah.
Her idol sang that in that too. I didn't know that. I didn't say who it was. They don't all know who Debbie is. Sheila does.
I know Debbie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there was
her
a gentleman.
Idol.
Yeah. There's a gentleman on there that's from my home state.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where's that?
All
state?
Right. We got a couple calls.
The great state of Alabama.
Alabama.
Let's take Roll our
call. Roll Tide.
All right. Roll Tide.
Who's on the line?
We got Kelly from Orlando and Doug from Daytona Beach. Let's hurry.
Wait, now, wait. Now, because this is a little tricky. Now, what if they don't name the same people?
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
well, any
geez.
Three. Doesn't matter.
Any three.
So,
take Doug first. Alphabetical.
No, KJ hit first. But what if they don't name the same three, but they name three other people?
As long as there's three correct singers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You have the cheat sheet there.
Yeah.
All right. Who's first?
Kelly? KJ first.
Hey, Kay.
All right, so I'm going to take a stab at
hurry
this.
Up, hurry up.
Gladys Knight, Lee Greenwood, Willie Nelson, and Michael Jackson.
Wow.
I don't know. They're not on my list.
I no, heard no. Willie.
None of them are?
No. Okay.
Willie? So Willie's
of,
there.
Of the three, she did get three right. The first one was wrong. No Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight was not in
there. No Gladys Knight, but Willie, Bruce, and Lee.
Okay,
definitely.
You know more than I
right?
do. That
she didn't
Chris.
Say Bruce.
So I give her those three. So, Kelly, hold on one moment, all right?
Phone.
Wait, she didn't say Bruce.
She didn't say Bruce.
No, quiet. Don't mention any names. I'll let's hear Doug's
one. All right, Doug. Doug, are you there, Doug?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you ready for this, Doug? This
is... I may not be right, but these are my choices.
Okay, let me hear.
Willie Nelson, definitely. I'm also thinking Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Houston,
mm-hmm.
Diana Ross, and Paul McCartney.
Okay. All right. So you said Whitney. We eliminate Whitney because she
wasn't there.
Whitney wasn't there.
No,
I think
she was
just starting out around that time, but she wasn't there. But as far as everybody else, you do have right as well. Okay.
So he got four?
He got four. He got four of the three.
How come I don't see Willie Nelson on this list?
Willie was there. He's there.
Oh yeah, he was there.
Willie was there.
All right. Yeah. So who won?
You know who? Wait. You know who you're forgetting that you overlooked? Who was singing? That you think? I know you thought it was, but it's Dionne Warwick.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Dionne Warwick.
Diane Ross was there.
Okay.
Dionne Warwick.
Diana Ross.
The voice that you heard. Okay, you're missing Bruce Springsteen.
Right?
No. KJ did say Bruce.
Yeah, he did.
She did say Bruce Springsteen.
Let Chris set it.
Okay. Anyway, we have two winners.
So we got two winners.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Doug lives in Daytona.
Oh, he lives in Daytona. Okay. So Kelly,
I don't think there's.
We have a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh, that's Sonny's up there.
Okay, Sonny's Barbecue.
What about? Do you have one for Dunkin' Donuts? That's closer to me.
Nope.
That's Sonny's Barbecue.
Okay.
And for Doug. You have Dunkin' Donuts.
Why don't you give her the Dunkin' Donuts and give me the Sonny's Barbecue?
Wait a minute. They have Sonny's in Daytona.
We can't use it.
No, it has to be in Orlando.
It can only be used over here.
Man.
Yeah.
No.
That's the downside.
That's why I said it. Sonny's Barbecue is from Orlando.
So Doug will just have to come to Orlando and visit us. Maybe
he can come to Detroit.
Doug. Let Chris
worry about it. Okay.
Look, Kelly.
Right now,
Doug.
It's going, Doug, you're getting Dunkin' Donuts, and Kelly's getting
Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
Well, actually, we have a Dunkin' Donuts about a quarter of a mile from here, so it's no problem.
Okay. I think we have to go to break.
All right, we got to go to break. So, Doug,
congratulations.
Everybody, hold on one moment. I'll be with you guys in a moment, all right? Let's go take our break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Say what you say, Mike. We're going
right
to break.
Stay right back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We have Polara coming up.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac. That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And we're back. Yeah, listen, if you want to know about anything about what you're missing, go to our website. That's right. It's everything's there. That's right.
And our Facebook page.
And our Facebook page, which I don't know anything about because I don't go Facebook.
I know, Lynn does.
But if you're missing a show, they're all there. If you miss part of this show, go to our website. BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. And don't forget the and, A-N-D, BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. Is our guest on the line yet?
I'm not sure. No, he's waving no.
No.
You're on, Sheila.
Sheila, okay. You're on.
Hey. All right, Mr. Ed.
Yes, ma'am.
Every time you say that, I think of that show he watches his kids. Yeah.
Well, he's not a horse.
No,
okay.
No.
But I have suffered that joke many times in my life.
Well, my dad's name is Ed, and all the caregivers call him Mr. Ed, too. So I think of it every time, every day.
Yep. Okay, so a couple of issues that have been brought to my attention are very simple. Drivers are still not introducing themselves when they pick up clients. They just show up and say, I'm here. So I'm sure the drivers are told to let the client know their name. So how do we address that? That's minor. And another major issue that I think we need to try to figure out how to solve is when you are waiting for your ride and you're using a cell phone and you call in and you're put on hold for Lord only knows how long sometimes, is there a way we can create a queue that you could be put into that someone can call you back? Because if you're out and about and you're using a cell phone, sometimes you don't have minutes. You have paid minutes on your phone. Or your battery isn't 100%. So is there a way that maybe we could figure out how to eliminate the on-hold time and save our clients the minutes and the battery on their phone?
Well, Ms. Sheila, let me start with the second observation first. I really love that idea. And that would be, I think, is an excellent, excellent idea. And we're going to look into that. I have staff meeting tomorrow, and I'm going to bring that up. If we can do that, that would be a great help to our customers. Because, no, they don't want to have to sit there waiting indefinitely for the customer service representative to answer their call. So, again, I will look into that one tomorrow. On the situation where the drivers are not introducing themselves, they are supposed to introduce themselves to our customers, and we will make sure that that happens.
Yeah. They have tax, but the visually impaired people don't see the tax.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. There is no reason for that. They should be introducing themselves and asking how they could be of more of assistance to our visually impaired customers.
Well, and I've had situations where a driver has pulled up and come to the door, rang the doorbell, and left. and not escorted myself or anyone that may be at my home to mm-hmm. the van. Mm-hmm. And I know that we are supposed to be a door-to-door service.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's something that, you know, and I have addressed that with my concerns. Of course, you know, and I will never, ever, ever complain about our service because I moved down here from Virginia Beach and I moved down here from Mississippi. Mississippi, we had nothing. Hmm. Virginia Beach, we have the same service in Virginia Beach that we have here. If you live 3/4 of a mile outside the bus route, you don't get service. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in Virginia Beach.
Did you say Mississippi?
South Mississippi, yeah.
Like Mississippi, Mississippi. M-I, crickle letter, I Mississippi.
Humpback, I.
Right. I've been to, you know, my grandparents are from the Holly Spring area, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, when you said that, I don't ever recall ever seeing a bus system in the Mississippi.
There isn't.
And not even in Jackson.
Well, they have a regular bus, mm-hmm. but they do not have a paratransit system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just kind of ironic to me. And after all these years, thank God for Florida.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Ed.
I will never leave Orlando unless I'm in ashes. Okay.
You know, I feel the same
way. That's lovely.
Yes, I feel the same way. And you know, you have to give credit to our elected officials here in the local area as well as on the state level. They do understand the importance of mobility and the options that it provides to all of our citizens and residents to make sure that people have the best quality of life that's possible. So I'm just so happy to be in this capacity and carrying out the vision that our elected officials have put in place because it means so much to our community. I know that for a lot of our customers, if they did not have access to public transit, they wouldn't be able to get to their workplace where they can go out and earn money and then utilizing our services to go and spend that money. And that money comes back and it turns over in our community time after time. And we get to enjoy this great life here in Central Florida because our customers can get up and go to work each and every day.
Well, and most of, you know, there's very few incidences. And I've been riding the system since January of 05 when I moved to Florida. And I can probably tell you 10 times of in that time frame where I am not happy. That's a pretty good ratio. So you really can't complain. Yeah. But, you know, there are things that we need to fix and there are things we need to work on, but we also need to know what those things are to get them fixed.
That's right.
Let's give the phone number out again in case
you're 407-894-1680. Please call and let us know about your transportation in your area. Or if you are in the Tri-County area here, let us know your experiences, good or bad. Hopefully they're good.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, like I said, I've been riding the system for a while. I've got experience. So, yes. You know, but it gives me the freedom to be independent. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't be that way if it weren't for Access Links. And I feel very fortunate that we do have people such as you that listen to us, that will look into our concerns and will follow up on it. Because, you know, if you feel like you're dealing with authority that doesn't listen, then you just say, well, forget it. I'm not going to call.
Right.
And I really do feel that you and our other people at Access Links listen to what we have to say and will take it. Not that you can always fix it, because you can't. But you will investigate it.
Yes, ma'am. We not only have a responsibility from a job perspective, but we have a responsibility from a sense of humanity. You know, this I've said it earlier in the show that this is not just about a job. And I really just thank God that that is not how we approach it. We approach it from the standpoint of that we care about the citizens and the residents of Central Florida, and we have to do all that we can to make their lives as pleasant as possible. Also, Ms. Lynn, I wanted to just say this. I just learned that Ms. Sheila moved here in 2005. The strong advocate that she has been, it seems like she's been riding me since I first moved to Central Florida.
She needs to be on your advisory board.
Yeah, I started working for Lynx the very first Monday of January 2000. And I promise you, it seems like Miss Lynn has, excuse me, Miss Sheila has been on me. She has been truly an advocate.
I only met you a couple years ago.
Well, but she is such a consummate advocate for people with visual impairments. And so I just want to just recognize her for her dedication and her willingness to speak out and talk about not only just the bad things, but also the good things, and trying to think how we can improve and not just simply complaining for the sake of complaining.
Well, and it is important. It, you know, we can always improve on what we have, and we just have to figure out how to make it better. Mm-hmm. Now, for those that don't know how or what qualifies them to become eligible, why don't you tell people how to be eligible for the system?
Well, we have eligibility under two different programs. One is through the American with Disabilities Act. Another one is through our Transportation Disadvantage Program. Generally, if you are not able to access the fixed route bus system due to a disability, then you would be eligible for our paratransit services, again, under ADA, as well as our Transportation Disadvantage Program. ADA is a locally / federally funded option, and TD is more of state dollars that our state legislators make available so that we can get people to medical appointments as well as employment opportunities. You can go on to our website at www.golynx.com. That's www.golynx.com, and we have more information there. Or you can call us at 407-841-2279. Again, that's 407-841-2279, and listen to the prompt. It will get you to our customer service department, and we can get you the proper paperwork, fill it out, take it to your doctor, and then we will do the assessment.
We have another call on the line. Who's calling?
I believe it's for Ed.
Ooh. Who's calling?
It looks like Don from Orlando.
Yeah, it's Don Michael.
Okay, Don from Orlando.
Ed, I forgot to ask this question. I have asked it at meetings and haven't gotten any response to it. There's several times when we have to put in more than one ride to go to several different places. And if you do that, each time you go, it adds up as far as the money that you have to pay. Is there any possible way, like when I lived in Illinois, their bus service, what they would do is they would charge you the regular fare for your first ride, and any if you were taking that system, they would charge you only like maybe a dollar or so or two for any extra ride that you would have to have. Is there any way that that can ever be done to where if you have three or four different places to go, that could be done where you wouldn't have to pay as much?
Yes, sir. We are looking into that. We're a little ways away from being able to make a decision on that because of the fiscal impact, but this is not the first time that I've heard that question. So please stand by and look forward to hearing how we're going to address that particular matter. And also, I would like to suggest that you call in and talk with a couple of our staff members. You can start off by calling me, and we'll get you the number where you can call me directly, and we can talk about the types of trips that you're doing to see how we can better coordinate and schedule your trip so you can do this, and it could potentially minimize the cost.
Okay. Sure, yeah. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, please. And we will get that number to you. As a matter of fact, you can dial the 407-841-2279 number, and they will get you to me. And okay. I would love to talk to you about that more.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Don.
Okay.
So yeah. What else, folks? Yeah.
Well, you know, that can be very expensive for
$4 or $7
a trip. Multiple trips. Under our fixed route system, you can buy a monthly bus pass. And that monthly bus pass for a regular rider is about $50. Or for a person who have disabilities, only about $25. So we have what we have entitled is that we're going
to
rebuild.
Right there. Yes, sir. Point. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back. This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best. That's right. Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Listen, we're back. That's right.
Are we back?
This is your host, Michael. Lynn, we're back.
We're back.
Listen, if you have anything to say, if you have anything to say, look, I know you're on the sofa and you don't want to say too much, but whether you're in Philadelphia, wherever you are, you can participate in this show. You can call up and ask a question. I know it's difficult to use your fingers and use the cell phone, but you can try. I know you're blind, but you can still try. The phone number is 407 407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. Now here's Sheila, who's going to talk a little more because she hasn't talked enough. She hasn't let everything out.
I'm being nice.
Shout. I should play the song Shout.
You should. Because yes. We could all get up and dance.
Yes, go ahead, Sheila. So what do you got to say?
Well, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to keep my thoughts positive.
Yes, think positive.
I am. I'm trying to keep them positive.
Ed, aren't you pleasantly surprised?
Oh, well.
It wasn't the lion's den you thought it would be.
Well, she's been one of our biggest champions as well. She gives me a good tongue thrashing every now and then. But she is.
Except when he calls me at 8:30 on a Monday morning and I'm at work.
He called me and says, I can't believe she called me again. Again she called me. Again and again.
Oh, baloney.
She has another question.
Okay, great.
Would you want to bring her in?
Sure. Miss KJ.
She has another question.
Yes. So I wanted to just make a comment on Mr. Dunn's call about the bus fare. I don't know if he was talking about the regular bus, but if he is, if you're blind or visually impaired, you can get an ID card, a white ID card, at Division of Blind Services. You just have to show an eye report showing that you're visually impaired or blind, legally blind, and we can make you an ID card, and then you can take it to Lynx to get an Advantage ID and get bus travel for free.
Right.
Yeah, that's actually through our Transportation Disadvantage Program. And that's the reason why I wanted the gentleman, Mr. Dunn, to call me so that we can talk about, because we need to know exactly where is he going. You know, his travel or his destinations may not necessarily be along a bus route. And so what we want to do is talk a little bit more about where he's traveling from and where he's going to give him much more information on how he can best utilize the services to get to his destinations.
So you have a department that will
target.
Thanks for calling in, Kelly James.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll target that situation.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Keep on listening.
As we effective December 1st, we moved away from operating our fixed route system independent of our paratransit system. We are going to the model of mobility management. And so what we want to do is assist our customers a lot better on how they can get more efficient transportation services out of the modes that we operate. So we're going to continue to push that information out. So I would like to just have an opportunity to talk with Don myself
that
and see how
like
I can help
a good
him
idea.
Out. And so I understand we have Mr. Jason.
He's calling. I bet he wants
West
to talk
Palm.
To you about. Yeah, Jason's at West Palm Beach.
Hey, Jason.
Paratransit there. Hey, Jason. Welcome. Jason.
Where are you?
What happened to him?
We lose him?
Jason.
Call back. Call back, Jason.
Call back.
Okay, so my question to you, Mr. Johnson.
Edward.
To you.
Is how can the public help you make our system better?
Okay. That's a very good question, Ms. Sheila.
Well, thank you, sir.
First and foremost, something that you have said from the top of this show up until this point, and that is communications. You know, reach out to us and tell us about the experiences that you're having and provide feedback on what you think that we can do to provide better services. I don't act to like as if I know everything. So you're out on the system each and every day. You see the things that could be improved upon. So your recommendations be very beneficial to us.
Jason's back.
And I think we have Mr. Jason.
Jason.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Jason from West Palm Beach.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jason. What do you have to say
Jason.
To yourself, Jason?
Say
hey, everybody. How are you doing?
All right. Say hi to Ed Johnson.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. My question for you is, I'm down here in good old South Florida and live here in Palm Beach County. We use the PalmTran Connection service, which is fairly comparable to what you guys have up there with Access Links. And I've used Access Links, and I've seen some of the, I'm glad to say some of the good, and unfortunately I've seen some of the bad too, but that's not the reason I was calling in. But what I want to know is, you know, when I realized there's different paratransit agencies throughout the state of Florida, and not only in the state of Florida, of course, but speaking specifically for Florida, does your agency meet with other agencies in some type of collaboration to kind of improve service across the board, kind of share thoughts and share ideas?
Well, Mr. Jason, I'm glad you asked that question because that's excellent. And I can emphatically tell you, yes, we do. We meet on a regular basis, talk about the challenges that we have with our system. They share with us the challenges that they have, and we collaborate on what can be done to make those improvements. Because, you know, we can learn from one another. And the gentleman who is the executive director, excuse me, the CEO of the transit agency down in Palm Beach, I know him very, very well. In fact, when we went through our solicitation process to re-award our contract for our third-party provider for our paratransit services, I asked if he would send one of his staff members up to serve on that panel for us. We also had someone from the Jacksonville Transportation Authority come and sit on our panel because they experience different things that they bring a little bit more wisdom to our situation, and we want to do the same for their agencies as well. So, yes, there's a lot of collaboration in many, many different ways to ensure that we are providing the best services possible.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank Great. You, Jason, for calling in. Appreciate it, Jason.
Thank Keep you so much.
Yeah, and the staff down in Palm Beach are just wonderful people. In fact, one of the gentlemen who heads up the works in the top leadership of the paratransit service used to work for Lynx many years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was an excellent question, though, because it would make sense that the whole state would work together.
Right.
Yes.
For such a large blind community in this state.
You know, the only challenge that you run into is that each community is slightly different. Each transit agency operates slightly differently. But fortunate enough, the gentleman, Mr. Jason, is from Palm Beach, and they're very similar to how we operate here. Mm-hmm. And Palm Beach is really large and spread out. And so there are a lot of challenges with operating in such a large environment like that. So
it's larger than the Orlando area.
The way that the county is laid out, it's very, very difficult. Although it's just one single county, but it's so large, and the distance of trips are just so long until where you tie up just one vehicle, maybe 2 to 3 hours getting people to their destination.
Yeah, 'cause we live there, but Michael, don't you feel like Orlando is bigger? We lived in near the airport, not too far from the airport.
So you didn't go out on the west side, where out in the area where
by the sugar cane fields and all that stuff? No.
Yeah. That's the part that a lot of people don't see.
We lived in Wellington.
Right. I used to go to the to Raymond Stadium. Those are days I could see.
Well, that's Tampa.
And you have to go across the alley. I think it's 29 or something like that.
Through the
you
had
to go across
cane.
The middle of the state.
Yes.
But that's Palm Beach out that way.
That is correct.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Where's Loxahatchee? The Loxahatchee Basin, is that Palm Beach County?
You know, I'm not exactly sure.
Where all the water
it
comes
is.
From.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, Jason said it is.
Okay, well, if Jason says it, then it is.
Then it's gospel.
Jason, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jason.
Stay well.
Thank you.
Well, Jason. Take care, Jason.
We had another caller to call in, and she asked a question.
Where was she from?
She was from Orlando, and she wanted to know, she said every time, back then she used to call, and they used to say, hey, you're calling number 5, you're calling number 3. She wanted to know, it just vanished. It just went away. What happened?
Yeah, I think what happened was as we upgraded our telephone system, that feature just was overlooked. And so that's just an upgrade that we're going to have to put in place. And so Gary brought that up to me a few weeks ago. And so I'll be
Speaking
checking to see
Gary,
where we are.
Like great transition.
Yes,
I like
sir.
That.
Yeah.
Speaking of Gary.
Little segue to Gary there. Right. Hey, what's up, Gary?
Hey, Ed, I got to give something to you, a big kudos out to you, too. A lot of people don't understand. We're talking here tonight about our paratransit system and the big system of Lynx, city buses and everything. And where you get the kudos to is you have to put up and figure out and how to conquer things that come up. Like now we got the Citrus Bowl, or the old Citrus Bowl. Now it's whatever their
Camping World.
Camping World, and they got events, and you got to transport, and you got to get buses too, and we got soccer games, and Man, that has to be one heck of a headache, and you must be doing okay, because I haven't heard too many people complain. So kudos out to you, Ed and Matt.
Well, thank you so very much, sir. Yes, whenever there is an event downtown, that puts a strain on our transportation network, not only just for our buses, both fixed route and paratransit, but, you know, all the roadways, you know, that congestion just builds up. And especially when you have multiple events that take place. So most people think about what happens along I-4 or the 408, but it ends up spilling into the local roads as well. But because the city of Orlando has they pay particular attention to the transportation, and they quickly adjust to the conditions and the congestion that are out there, and keep that traffic volume moving pretty fast as much as they can. And so the kudos goes out to the Link staff, as well as the city of Orlando and other municipal and county governments here. They really do work hard to make sure that we can move people as fast as possible. The state of Florida, several years ago, allowed to do bus pull-offs for the big buses along the state roads. That allows the bus to get into a lane of its own, and then the traffic can continue on. But then also it gives the bus an opportunity to pick up a little momentum so it can merge back into the traffic. Mm-hmm. They've started looking at doing what we call queue jump lanes, where buses can go through the intersections while the other cars are sitting still, so that vehicle can move down the road a lot faster.
Is that like on I Drive? I'm always saying, oh, I'm not supposed to be in this lane. It says buses only. Yeah. I'm going to get a ticket.
That's similar to it, but yeah, those are dedicated lanes for the buses.
Yeah.
And that's what would happen as they continue to develop queue jump lanes. The bus will be able to, as it's getting to an intersection, and it will go into its own separate lane, and then it'll allow it to go over the intersection.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. So it's a community effort. Mm-hmm. And it takes all of us. It takes every public organization, and it takes everybody, all of the citizens, to work together to help move us forward as a community.
Well, you were here in March of 17, and it sounds like a lot of progress has been made. A lot of thought has gone into all the potential solutions.
Yes, ma'am. And so
I'm glad Sheila, it sounds more promising, Sheila, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Say yes.
That's perfect. Just remember that, Sheila.
The point is they're thinking about it. They're taking everything into consideration. And it doesn't happen overnight.
Exactly what I said. I meant, he's not unreachable.
Right.
And that's good thing.
That's what impresses people.
It's a good thing to know that if you need a problem solved, you have someone that will listen.
Right.
All the other cities that are listening to us right now, Philadelphia,
Dallas,
St. Louis,
Dallas,
I'm sure they all have problems. Yeah. None of them are perfect. Is that right, Ed?
Oh, they all suffer the same wrath that we do. And there's a beautiful lady there by the name of Sheila in every community that helps us to try to be better.
I keep you in line.
That's
is
right.
Is that what you're saying? Well, I do have a concern and a question.
Mm-hmm. We're going to break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Links new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Links program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Links bus tracker and the Links Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Links vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golinks.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
We're back.
That was fast. Sheila Hay just kind of rolled his hands and put his arms out like, okay, that's it.
We're back.
Okay, should I do
and
my
this is your host,
up?
Michael, saying, what can I say? I'm surrounded by 3 people. Ed Johnson, CEO of the Lynx Bus Company. Sheila Young, what can I say? It's her birthday and she's carrying on.
We thank you for
dancing
both
on
for
the table.
In.
My wife, who never dances on the table. I wish she did. And Chris Shaw. He's Chris Shaw. What can I say?
Yep. Let me tell who's coming on next week. That's my job. Next week, it's Gary. No, I'm only kidding. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and Gary and I are going to hold down the fort. Michael will be in and out because, why, Michael? Because
the Philadelphia Eagles. Go, Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Go Eagles.
All right. And then
Saturday is the GOCB meeting.
Okay. And then we also have our guest caller, John Steitler from Total Health Guidance, will be calling in. And Paul Trauma from the Radio Reading Service in Pennsylvania, the Lackawanna Blind Association, will be calling in next week. So it'll be another fun show. And my voice is going. So you guys can keep talking until we go off.
Hey, I just want to make mention one thing.
What, Chris? What?
For all of our guest callers that called in tonight, for everyone that is truly listening, I just want you to know that Mr. Ed J is in here with a thick pad of pen and paper.
That's
all
right. He did.
And
he
has
notes.
Written down every concern.
He wrote
down
all
question.
Your names and all you ones who called
numbers.
In. You're crossed off, so don't ever think again on the bus.
You will
again.
Never get another ride with Access.
But it just goes to show the leadership capability and what someone does and what they're thriving to do when they're concerned about their customers. When
it's
customers are.
No.
First, you don't see that too
I
often
said
no
a
more.
Rarity.
So,
you're a rarity, Ed Johnson.
I just want to thank you, and I'm taking notes myself.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Now, Ed is definitely one of the best contacts we've had in a long time, and he will address your concern.
Other companies should follow suit, I tell
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll see you all next week, everybody.
Have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.
Stay well. God bless you all.
Thank
stay
you,
well.
Ed.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.